Yeah, I misspoke. I was actually where 75 and Dort 54 come together. I don't know why I said 475 is not my neighborhood, so I get a pass. But no, I'm down by, what did I just pass? Exit 99, so I'm down here by Holly and all that. So I'll be coming in the Clarkston area pretty soon. Says I got 38 minutes to go. So all in all, it's been low visibility, a little slippy, slidey, a little white knuckle. Just a little bit to be a little bit more stressful than a sunny day drive. But all in all, not a bad drive. And we're continuing to plug along here in the hills between here and there. But, yeah, I don't know, DECA. I think what you're finding there is you're at, like, the big corporate webpage. You'd probably get more information, like, from a reseller page. Like, you know, I don't know if those are sold through, you know, Napa or somebody like that. You know, maybe you'd find more information. But I will, when Wally gets around, we'll hit him up. We'll ask him, what say you? Is that what you were talking about? But, it's weird. I found two or three people, they got their emergency flashers going, and they're running, you know, under the speed limit. Everybody else is doing the speed limit, so, I mean, it's just rain. You know, visibility's kind of low, but you got some people acting like it's Armageddon. You said, you're causing more trouble than, you know, than it's worth, you know, with the flash. And then the guy with the flashers running 10 under, you know, he picks the middle lane of three lanes. Get to the right, you silly guy. Anyhow, I digress. I'm going to stop complaining. Joe? Oh, wait, I'm going to adjust the mileage. 21,000. Joe?